let this shit knock. I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Right.
Why I wear shirts and bandanas. Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanners.
We got scanners.
Ballin' to they banners. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood forgot White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politicians never did shit for me. Except lie to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine? Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap beef. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech, got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the nest of Brooklyn for free, except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' give me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today. Y'all gon' learn today.
Want to start a revolution. You know whenever I'm threatened I start shooting. Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very might of the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. New role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today. 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 Y'all gon' learn today.
Coming up later, a reformed pie swiper will share his tips on how to avoid having pies stolen from your windowsill.
Can't wait for that. But first, it's time for Get Both, a segment where we profile Americans that got everything they wanted thanks to innovative thinking.
As always, Get Both is sponsored by 7-Up 10. Great taste, only 10 calories. Get Both.
But not everyone is lucky enough to get $5 million from 7-Up 10. Case in point, the Tallahassee Zoo, which faced a major budget crisis. Luckily, they were able to get both, keep guests and animals happy, and stay profitable.
And that's thanks to the zoo's new director, Maxwell Jeffries, author of the book, Monster Management for Max Money. Maxwell, welcome to Today Now.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Good morning. Now, I saw in your book, Maxwell, that you say the first step in maximizing profits is to annihilate inefficiency.
That's exactly right. I'm going to give you an example from the zoo. I walk in. Day one, I look around. Anything that's not raking in the dough has got to go. That's zookeepers, custodians, vendors, gone.
Who goes to a zoo to see people?
My thoughts exactly.
Right, that must have saved you a lot of money, but without any employees, how does anything get done?
Well, it gets done the same way it gets done in the jungle, with ruthless, brutal efficiency. Brings us around to our second step, engorge earnings, okay? You cannot subsist when you're importing bamboo to feed the pandas, okay? So now all the animals live on delicious hay.
Good enough for horses.
Kings of the jungle.
Now, what's the most profitable part of the zoo? The elephants, the tigers?
No, the gift shop. Okay, food court. But now the entire zoo is the gift shop. So you come to the zoo, you look around, you see something you like, make me an offer. I'm a businessman. I want to make people happy.
You get both.
Just like with 7-Up 10. Great taste, only 10 calories. Get both.
And that brings me to step three. Innovate the box. Only new ideas. I'm going to give you guys an example. You're probably familiar with the old saying, don't feed the animals.
Oh, right, of course.
Okay, well, that's old-fashioned thinking. At our zoo, you can feed the animals.
Anything you want?
Anything you want. Oats, eggs, batteries, you name it. More old-fashioned thinking. Thank you.
KTLA's Christina Pascucci is in Pasadena with more. Christina, what a disturbing story.
Absolutely, Jessica. No word right now on who the man is who tried to saw off his own arms or why he would do such a thing. But this afternoon, an off-duty paramedic who was there as this was all happening, he's being called a hero. It's likely this man would have lost his life.
He was face down. I thought it was a crime scene with a fatality.
According to Pasadena Fire Captain Art Hurtado and his wife, they stopped at his West Covina Home Depot on the captain's day off and instantly realized something terrible had happened.
Shaking what they mama gave you.
First heard that somebody in the Vatican had downloaded, your movie to watch.
Well, I was very surprised. Of course, we do like a lot of different movies to satisfy a lot of different, customers.
Clear intent to do that. What we don't know is what sort of missile they're likely to launch and exactly where it might land. And those are variables that would make a big difference in terms of the perception of threat or danger related to North Korea's program.
Scott, Chuck Hagel made his comments at a press conference alongside his top military officer, General Martin Dempsey, who said, quote, in the absence of concrete evidence to the contrary, we have to assume the worst case, not possible as we are today, end quote. Is this not overblown at all? We've had discussions here on HuffPost Live before that point at the holes in North Korea's actual military capability and the literal reach of their missiles.
Certainly it is the case that North Korea's threats outstrip their capability. North Korean leadership then is not trying to influence.
Asian swamp eel into his anus.
Rocking the Harlem Shake right there. Hey, this is Furious George. Just in case you haven't figured out already, the show may be offensive. This is WCOMLP Chapel Carborough. We do this every Thursday night as part of the Furious George Experience. We're just going crazy wild tonight. So sit back, relax, some more crazy underground stuff like there in the background. Some Harlem Shaking. Here's a track that was slipped to me by a new cool DJ buddy of mine called Sector 7G. Thanks for making this mix, man. This is Micropower Radio. I'm Furious!
If teenagers don't have enough to worry about, add this to the list. Fear that their kids are getting high just listening to music.
Yeah, yeah. We teach the kids how to build it for themselves, like Duplo, Lego, Meccano. Start family business, Tony Soprano, shifting different cargo, climbing Kilimanjaro. This is classic beauty, bitches, Bridget Bardot. We live and die by the barcode. It's like life's a competition to see who can be the biggest asshole. Used to drive around with the carload of wax. They talk all about the hype, but they don't know the facts. We broke our backs to promote our tracks, took all the promoter stacks. Now we owe the cats, we go back like golden axe. Rise from my grave with the pad and pen. We traveled all over the map and then back again. Bag of pen, Buddha plus the blue Rizzler. More punk than an 82 glue sniffer. Blacked out on the creep, Kung Fu Ninja. I paint the art of war, Sun Tzu scripture. A brand new
picture. I'm just a customer who talk like a salesman. Mr. Shotter Man, have you got the cure for my ailment? The great turn me upside down, Australian. I'm taking liquor bottle shots to the cranium. To the beat of my own drum, I'm marching, bruv. So come and have a go. If you think that you're hard enough, 10-ton elephant weight. We wade in waist deep in the sewage and waste. We thick skin, so underground. Fuck it, I'm proud. Without compromise, but any opportunity knocking is getting optimized. Who are you to knock it? You're all hype. You ain't really beefing. More like bean burgers and small fries. You fool guys pulling stunts for a little fame. Got a little name. Put your portrait in the picture.
A 30-year-old who was the former vice mayor of Tennessee was allegedly driving 90 miles per hour on the highway with his pants down and his genitals out the window as he was masturbating.
Okay, so a couple of things here. First of all, I guess he was a mayor of vice indeed. Okay, all right, moving on from cheesy jokes.
How in the world did he do that? How did he do that?
I think this guy, he needs to be on some sort of talent contest. He's driving 90 miles an hour, and his genitals are hanging out the window, according to this report.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe he should be in porn. I don't know. So apparently he would pull up to women.
Yes.
And pull up his shirt, and ask them to pull up their shirts, mm-hmm. and smile at him and be creepy and stuff. Apparently he'd been doing this for a couple of years.
Right.
And they finally recently caught him because four different people, you know, identified him and said, yeah, that's the creeper who's, you know, da-da-da.
And therefore, you know, there are women that are completely unrelated to one another. They don't know about one another. So all these complaints are coming in. And, of course, they're testifying against him now. And I really do believe that he deserves a stiff punishment.
Oh! No, apparently when that dealt with the cheesy joke said.
Get away from the idea of leaving this to a small and heroic band of radio astronomers and try and spread the burden across the entire scientific community. I think all the sciences can contribute, and I'll give you some examples. One of the things that's baffling about ET, and this is an idea that goes back to Enrico Fermi at the end of the Second World War, is why haven't alien civilizations spread across the galaxy and colonized it, or at the very least visited Where is everybody, is the way Fermi put it. So he took that as evidence that there's nobody out there, the fact that, that Earth has not been visited or colonized, that the aliens haven't come here a long time ago, is evidence that they're not out there either. But I think one could put a spin on this particular story and say, well, how do we know the aliens didn't come? And it doesn't have to be flesh and blood aliens literally stepping out of a spacecraft. It could be their machines or their probes or robots or something of that sort, that they could well have come a very long time ago. And in this game, you've got to think not in thousands or even millions of years, but hundreds of millions or billions of years. So it's that sort of timescale we have to think on. And the question is, would any trace remain of alien activity, say, in our solar system? After, let's plug a figure out of midair, 100 million years, we came back in another 100 million years from now, would any trace of human activity remain?
Plan anything to say, and also I doubt anyone will ever listen to this. I won't even try to say what I think. I'm not supposed to. I won't even try to say what I think I'm supposed to say.
Dude, this is the stupidest phone line ever. You guys are a bunch of dicks. Crystal 40.
Hello? Timmy? Where are my glasses?
tape.
This is right. My nipples are made of diamonds. Come touch them at my jewelry store and I'll sell you a fucking watch. Ray Jewelers, where my nipples are diamonds. Literally, the surgery was pretty shitty.
Hi, this is Cammy again. Why would you voicemail hang up on me? Maybe I was going to say something really fucking funny, and it just cut me off. Like, what the fuck is that bullshit?
Like the fuck, Goops. FYI, I went to the bathroom with Shaquille O'Neal, and that motherfucker's got me. Where he walks.
Blake Griffin.
I like Craig Schiff a long sail. Could I have cheese or mommy?
The best skit ever that if you guys were to do would be to bring back the mean Scoozy guy from Eurotrip, the Fred Armisen character. I think on YouTube has like 400,000 hits. That would be the funniest skit ever. Putting that person on like an Amtrak train.
Just wanted to tell you guys that stomp a bit.
Listen, I'm over, under, and through, though. Whatever. But, more political satire regarding Congress being total fucking assholes who do nothing and fuck us, and also they shouldn't get paid. And, more frenemies.
that bun in the oven. It'll cook faster.
Hi. How about sucking your own dick?
You guys are fucking funny. Thanks for the videos.
Everyone hates Pete Campbell on Mad Men. We think it'd be really funny to see a video of the actor that plays Pete Campbell making a plea, like kind of like a commercial, like a plea to say, please quit treating me like crap. I'm not actually my character.
Three women were incredibly similar, but Detective Terry Christian with the Kingsport Police Department says there's dozens of more stories just like theirs that have yet to be revealed. We want to warn you, some of the testimony from today's preliminary hearing is graphic.
I was scared.
Okay. What did you hear? Exactly.
That I was going to rape. He was going to cause me to rape.
It seems that every victim would tell the same story, but I knew all the victims did not know each other.
Personal accounts in today's testimony started the same.
Lightning helped us grab his shirt, kind of pulled it up. After the lightning, it turned into a lot of beeping and grabbing his chest area and asking me and going, please, please, with his hands, may I, you know, show me you.
He starts blowing the horn and the erratic driving to my attention.
Okay. And did you look up?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you see? I know it's hard.
Starting the same and coming to similar disturbing endings.
Did you think that erect contract?
Yes.
Blakely is facing charges of indecent and reckless endangerment and criminal attempt to commit aggravated assault with regards to the first two women who testified today. Charges for the case involving the third woman were dropped to reckless driving, and the two cases covered today, Judge Tui bound those over to a Sullivan County grand jury scheduled for June 14th.
Hearings have started for the former vice mayor of a Tennessee town. His name is William Blakely. He's 30 years old. He's accused of masturbating out of his open car window while driving 90 miles an hour down the highway, Lewis.
Wow.
When I first heard this, my first thought was, I'm having trouble picturing how he's doing this, but it seems to require a lot of skill and planning. It sounds difficult to do this.
What can you do that's fantastic?
Yeah, there's a lot of finesse involved in that. I'm not saying it should be applauded, but it's certainly impressive.
Blakely was arrested last month or a couple months ago after another driver claimed he fondled himself and tried to get her to lift her shirt up while he was driving next to her, according to the Bristol Herald Courier. The woman also noted that the man was looking directly at her and smiling as he drove, according to a police report. And William Blakely was previously an alderman. He was also vice mayor of Mount Carmel. And there was a preliminary hearing where three women testified basically the exact same story. One witness, her name is Deborah Sturgill, and she said that at over 90 miles an hour, he had his penis out the window.
Like, say, him walking down the street and somebody throwing a milkshake out of a car at him and just yelling, "Pete Campbell sucks."
Holy fuck, that's real. That's awesome. Keep it off, guys.
The answer's not very much, but there are some things that we could look for. If E.T. did pass through the solar system, obviously didn't stop for 100 million years, what would we find? Well, there are some things like nuclear waste. If you dump nuclear waste, that will certainly survive for that length of time. We should go look for that.
You and me, Mario, we're gonna go find the princess. She's gonna be grateful. She's gonna give you a kiss, and for next thing you know, you're gonna get laid tonight. All right? So let's do this.
We could look for that too.
Donuts. All of the donuts. All of them. All the time. Donuts.
Yeah. How about y'all do one where a black guy...
And then there's one other idea that's crazy, but it's dear to my heart. And this comes back to the message in the bottle concept. So up to now, SETI has been involved in looking for messages that are being deliberately beamed at us. And as I've explained, that's pretty unlikely. But there's another type of messaging, of which the beacon is an example. It's a one-way message. When you put a message in a bottle and throw it into the sea, you don't think to yourself, I expect a reply.
Killed Saturday. According to the Wilson County Sheriff in Tennessee, the deputy usually kept his guns in a secured gun safe. However, he was showing his guns to someone and laid one of the guns on a bed. The 4-year-old and Josephine Fanning walked into the bedroom where a loaded weapon was on top of the bed. The child picked up the gun and fired one round, which killed Josephine Fanning. Mrs. Fanning was pronounced dead at the scene. Reports are conflicting about whether or not the toddler was related to the Fannings. WTBF reports.
Deputy Daniel Fanning is a school resource officer at two of Lebanon's elementary schools. He just got married to his wife Josephine last year, the 4-year-old with the gun who accidentally shot and killed her. He's the deputy's nephew.
You don't know if anybody's ever going to find it.
How do you do that, ladies and gentlemen? This guy should be teaching a class.
Cruise control, I guess.
You think that's what he's doing?
Cruise control has to be a key element in 90 mile per hour window masturbation.
In my mind, if you have your penis out the window while driving, you either have to be, either your vehicle is a really unusual vehicle in terms of the size of the vehicle, or you're really, really tall or really, really short. I just don't understand the physical nature of this act.
capital efficiency. Brings us around to our second step, engorge earnings, okay? You cannot subsist when you're importing bamboo to feed the pandas, okay? So now all the animals live on delicious hay.
Good enough for horses.
Kings of the jungle.
Now, what's the most profitable part of the zoo? The elephants, the tigers?
No. The gift shop, okay? Food court. But now the entire zoo is the gift shop. So you come to the zoo, you look around, you see something you like, make me an offer. I'm a businessman. I want to make people happy.
You get both.
Just like with 7-Up 10. Great taste, only 10 calories. Get both.
And that brings me to step three. Innovate the box. Only new ideas. I'm going to give you guys an example. You're probably familiar with the old saying, don't feed the animals.
Oh, right, of course.
Okay, well, that's old-fashioned thinking. At our zoo, you can feed the animals.
Anything you want?
Oats, eggs, batteries, you name it. More old-fashioned thinking. You go to a zoo, you walk around, you have to walk to the animals. New idea. We have sold the cages. Now the animals come right up to you.
It's so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and we also invented a new tiered membership system. So for your standard membership, you go to the zoo, you get to see the animals. For your gold level membership, you get to pick any two animals, make them fight each other. Yeah. And then with a platinum, you get 1 hour alone in the zoo. No
wow.
questions asked. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's so great to see a business get both in this tough economy. Just like 7-Up 10. Great taste, only 10 calories. Get both.
Thanks, Maxwell,
Thank
for coming
you.
In this morning. Up next, today marks the 60th anniversary of the world's longest lasting police chase.
And certainly don't know who's going to find it. So it's just sort of left to its own devices.
Simple, eh? It's the getting the stuff to market part where you United Statesians come in. I need a pipeline. And the Enviro hippies on the West and East Coasts won't have it. So I'm headed south. The Keystone XL pipeline will get Tarzan's Timmy all the way down to Port Arthur, Texas, where there happens to be oil tankers aplenty. But don't worry, all this oil is for you, not for export. Promise! Never mind the tankers. To do to make this pipeline happen is convince President Obama and John Kerry, which is why my oily Alberta friends are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on lobbyists who happen to have worked on the Obama and Kerry campaigns. See, this isn't about oil company profits. I'm just trying to bring jobs to the United States. Jobs in the hundreds of thousands, the thousands, hundreds, or maybe 35 permanent jobs. But jobs! And spills? What could possibly go wrong? Why, ExxonMobil just won the Green Cross for Safety Medal. Never mind the spill in Arkansas, or the spill in the Yellowstone River, or that spill in the Kalamazoo River, or the spill in Minnesota, or the spill in, well, those don't matter. What matters is, I'm Tar Sands Timmy, and I need a pipeline. Your friend to the north needs to get south. Anchors away!
General election, it's the citizens who get to vote, but in the Leicester election, it's the Leicesters who get to vote. And here's the trick. In order to run in the general election, you must do extremely well in the Leicester election. You don't necessarily have to win, but you must do extremely well. Now, what can we say about democracy in Leicester? Well, we can say, number one, as the Supreme Court said in Citizens United, the people have the ultimate influence over elected officials. Because after all, there is a general election. But only after the Leicesters have had their way with the candidates who wish to run in the general election. And number two, obviously, this dependence upon the Leicesters is going to produce a subtle, understated, we could say camouflaged bending to keep the Leicesters happy.
Well, in the same way, we might imagine that an alien civilization might have put a message in a bottle for anyone who might find it, and those, that anyone could be us, could be human beings. So where is the bottle and where is the message? Whether I'm open to suggestions, but one idea I've had is that maybe the bottle are living cells, terrestrial organisms, and that the message is encoded in DNA. Viruses are continually infecting organisms on Earth and uploading their DNA into the genomes of those organisms. So there's a well understood pathway for getting information into DNA.
Guy,
I like you.
What do you say there? All right. Black. That is all.
Well, I suppose if you went through any traffic cameras, we might eventually see some of that.
The other incredible thing is that the police department, this is so ridiculous, has received dozens of calls with the same complaints over the last 3 to 4 years. They finally got them. I mean, it's like Bonnie and Clyde or something, where they've finally been able to track this guy down after years of complaints that he was doing 90 mile an hour masturbation. Clearly, having way too much fun here. Furious George Show.
So many stupid human tricks going down. North America, This is the Furious George Show. We do it every Thursday. It's kind of where we just spin some crazy underground hip-hop beats of some kind or another.
Boom.
Bass. And, also, just kind of have fun with the news of the week. So, there you go.
75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen Amos.
Two dozen Amos.
Man, my mouth is watering. I can't even talk. For real, for real. Thanks for listening to Micah Power Radio, where you're going to definitely hear something a little different. If you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You'll see some of my old stuff. And have fun with that. We've been doing this for like 15 years. And half of which has been here with WCOM. And we happen to be sitting in this crazy cool new studio down here on Main Street in Carhill, Chapelboro, where we are just lucky enough to have this great new studio. So for all the folks that helped make that happen and build this thing, great. For all the folks who've been able to help pull together some money, and if you're listening and you can chip in, go to www.wcomfm.org and you can find a way to help us out. Tell them Furious sent you. We're just going to keep spinning some more of this Sector 7 G-Mix and some other stuff. In fact, this new song is called "Why Do They Keep Sending Bodies on My Under My Garage?" So yeah. Anyway, crazy news of the week. Stick around; it's just gonna get better. I'm furious.
Under my garage. Under my garage. Under my garage. Why they hide? Everybody's on the mic.